I just want to apologize for the secrecy of the email invite that all of you received to this event. Those were Sports Illustrated's orders, and we followed them, that we could not disclose what this event was going to be about. So raise your hand if you thought tonight was a fundraiser. Raise your hand. Thank you. I knew what the event was, and after I saw the email invite, heck, I thought it was a fundraiser. I can promise you tonight that we do not want your money. Although I'm sure Sports Illustrated wouldn't mind if you renewed your subscriptions later on tonight. I think if you do it tonight, you get a free sweatshirt with a picture of Peter King on the front and the back. I saw Peter wearing his earlier today. One guy asked me, he said he saw the email and he thought I was being inducted into a secret society tonight. I can assure you that's not going to happen either. We're not going to lower the lights, bring out some candles and some witchcraft, and do a live sacrifice of Thunder, our mascot, up here on stage. Now, I'm here tonight to receive an honor that I do not think I deserve, but I gratefully and humbly accept. And the reason that all of you are here tonight is probably because somewhere along the way, you've been very nice to Ashley and me. And we want to tell you how much we appreciate that. Glad y'all are here to be a part of this special ceremony. To all the good folks in the Denver Broncos organization, from Mr. Boland to Joe Ellis to John Elway, Coach Fox, Coach Del Rio, his staff, Adam Gase, Jim Bob, Brian Callahan, Greg Knapp, Luke and the strength staff, Greek and all the great trainers, Flip and all the folks in equipment, Steve Boxer and all the good crew in the video department, Cindy Kellogg in community relations, Fred Fleming and Jason in security, and all the good folks in operations, Adam and Brian and Josh. I just can't tell you how much I value your efforts every single day to help me be a better football player and to help our Denver Broncos team win football games. And you have my sincere thanks for being nice to me and Ashley during our short time here in Denver. I also want to thank a special group of teammates. Obviously, I couldn't invite all of them here tonight, but Wes Welker, Jacob Tammy, Joel Dreesen are all here tonight, and they represent a bunch of guys that are fun to compete with and come to work with every single day. It really means a lot that all of you are here tonight. Lastly, I want to thank my football agent, Tom Condon. Tom's been with me for 16 years. He has allowed me to focus just on football, and I've always appreciated his support and all that he's done for me. To Sports Illustrated, you truly are an institution. You have been a part of my life since I was a kid. When I was 8 years old, I hit 4 home runs in a Little League baseball game. And we used to get our Sports Illustrateds on Thursdays. And I remember I couldn't wait to get home that Thursday to see if I'd made faces in the crowd. I didn't make it that week. I didn't make it the next week either. But when I was 12 years old, on a trip with my parents to my grandmother's house in Drew, Mississippi, my grandmother, Sis as we called her, showed me 2 Sports Illustrated magazines that had a tremendous impact on my life. The first was a 1970 edition with my father Archie on the cover. Inside was a lengthy article written by a popular writer at the time named William Reed. I remember staring at the article and looking at the pictures in the article over and over and over again, wondering what my dad was thinking at that time as a 21-year-old quarterback. I still look at the picture now, and now I simply wonder what in the world did he put in his hair. The second was an article written in 1981 on my dad as well, written by Paul Zimmerman, the famous Dr. Z. I read every word of this article as well, and both articles taught me a lot about my father as a college player and as a pro player that I would not have known normally, things that made me very proud to be his son. Fast forward to 1993, 20 years ago this time, it's hard to believe, when Sports Illustrated sent a writer named John Ed Bradley down to New Orleans to do a story on me and my recruitment from college teams. I'd never been interviewed by any publication besides the New Orleans Times-Picayune and the Jackson Clarion Ledger. So this was certainly a big deal to me. John Ed Bradley needed some time for me, and between school and football practice, the only time that I had was during my lunch break as a senior in college. And seniors were allowed to leave campus. And so I made John Ed Bradley take me to my favorite po' boy shop in New Orleans, a place called Dom Elise's, 3 days in a row. Once I learned what an expense account was and that Sports Illustrated was paying for it, I brought my friends the last 2 days. But there's a picture in that article, I believe you can see it, playing a day game, and the guy wearing number 3 was actually a buddy of mine, and he had that picture blowing up in his house. And I remember he used to tell all the girls that Sports Illustrated did a story on him. And I just happened to be in the background. In 1995, when I was a sophomore at Tennessee, Sports Illustrated sent a really good writer named Tim Layden to Knoxville for a week leading up to a big game for us. They said the article was supposed to be on the cover. Well, I remember how excited our PR director, in college they call them sports information directors, Bud Ford was, that he knew that I was going to be on the cover. There hadn't been a cover at Tennessee since Ernie Grunfeld and Bernard King. Well, Tim Layden spent the entire week with me. He came to early morning weightlifting sessions with me. He even went to a couple of classes with me and wrote this really good story about me. However, we lost the football game that day, and Sports Illustrated called and said that we weren't going to be on the cover. And our PR director still has not forgiven me for losing that cover. Following year, however, Sports Illustrated said that they were doing a story on the preseason college football issue and wanted to put me on the cover in my Tennessee uniform. And what they did was they cut a great big wooden cutout of the 1970 cover when my father Archie was on the cover. And it's got my elbows leaning on my dad's cover from 30-something years ago. And for a moment in time, my dad and I got to be college football players together. And I only think Sports Illustrated could have accomplished something like that. It was a very special cover, special something to be a part of, and my dad and I have signed thousands of these magazines that have come through fan mail our way over the years. It is by far my favorite. In 1997, Sports Illustrated called and said, "We'd like to put you on the cover again before your game against Florida." I said, "I'm going to pass this time. I've been on the cover of the magazine already. I really don't want the attention. I really just want to concentrate on playing this game." Well, evidently, Sports Illustrated does not like being told no. And so this cover arrived in my mailbox on that Thursday. My girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, Ashley, told me, she goes, "Oh, Peyton, it's not that bad. It does kind of look like you." It's my least favorite cover. I have never autographed a copy of it, and I never will. In 2001, Rick Riley, a famous Sports Illustrated alum, decided one Sunday to watch pro football with 3 professional lip readers. I just happened to be one of the lucky recipients of the games that Rick watched. And he wrote an article about the games that he watched. And basically the idea was to watch offensive coordinators and their play calling and the plays that were called. However, as Rick wrote, the first game was the Colts' easy win over the Broncos. And the one guy who should have covered his mouth was not a coach but a player, Indianapolis quarterback Peyton Manning. He's Dudley Do-Right in public, but on the field, Manning seems to have the vocabulary of a dyspeptic carnival employee. The lip readers counted 9 televised Fs, many dammits, and one, just for variety's sake, a effing dammit. In the first quarter, after a replay, it overturned an apparent touchdown pass to wide receiver Marvin Harrison. Manning was seen to say disgustedly, "Why'd they show the effing replay?" When a running back short-armed a screen pass, he yelled, "Effing, get in there." Thank you, Sports Illustrated. In 2007, and then again in 2011, Sports Illustrated put me on the cover doing something kind of funny, running. "Mom, just promise me when old Marshall's 12 years old and he comes to visit you that these are the 2 magazine covers you will show him. I want my son to think that I was actually fast." As you can see, I've had a great history with this iconic magazine. And I can't tell you what an honor it is to be named this 2013 Sportsman of the Year and join this list of unbelievable legends from Roger Bannister to Arnold Palmer, Billie Jean King, Muhammad Ali, and just a couple years ago, a great friend of mine, University of Tennessee coach Pat Summitt. It means a great deal to me. I'll always cherish it. Thank you all for being here on this special night. God bless all of you, and go Broncos. Thank you.